Hello, it's Misty and Risky, and I'm going to be doing a cold read of Perhaps It Was Inevitable by Bidaroo. And this is for a Voice Team Mystery Box challenge. And this is for Snuggle Up, which is a challenge to basically get extra cozy and record. So I have a jumper on, I have my pajamas on, I have a blanket, I have like a squishy toy, like a plush, and I have some coffee. So I am like maxed out. And this is gonna be a cold read just because I want to. So I saw this fic and I was like, I need to podfic it. I haven't podficed a single Jungchang Lan Xichen fic, I don't think. No. I think I have definitely recorded some and then never ended up posting them. But I have had like a Jungchungification recently, where like before I didn't hate him, but I was like sort of indifferent. Like I liked him in fics, but I wasn't necessarily going out of my way to find fix with him in, you know. Whereas what was it, I read a Spinifex podfic, and they did a Jungchung Lan Xichen fic, and I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And then have consumed every single fic I can possibly find. So I found this one and I think it's funny and cute, and yes, I am excited. So this is Moda Zusha, Jungchang, Lan Xichen. No archive warnings apply. Teening up. And it has tags for flirting, misunderstandings, Xichen's obsession with Wan Yin's hair, and making out behind a horse barn, which are great. I love it. Anyway. Summary. Lan Xichen catches a glimpse of Zheng Wan Yin topless. It proves to be much more distracting than he expected. Dew sparkling on blades of grass, a breeze fluttering his robes, the sun sneaking over the horizon, casting all in stark light and shadow, the muddy, fertile smell of nearby water, a fan of ink-dark hair whirling around shoulders broad and bare as a lover. Brother. The exclamation snaps his attention from his thoughts, and Lan Huan pulls a slow breath through his nose. His brother is watching him with lips pressed together, and Lan Huan wonders what he missed. Wang Ji, he murmurs, inclining his head in apology. I'm afraid I was a bit distracted. Reaching for the pot, Wang Ji pours both of them more tea, then settles on his heels, saying nothing. He's frustrated, Lan Huan knows. There's so much to do, there always is, and allowing himself to get sidetracked by... well, it hardly matters. Please, Lan Huan prompts. Where were we? What is on your mind? Wang Ji murmurs, and then lifts his cup to his mouth. Lan Huan covers his surprise with a sip of his own. Unexpected that Wang Ji would steer the conversation away from work. Then again, they've spoken of almost nothing but to work in the months since Lan Huan left seclusion. Running a sect leaves time for little else. Certainly no time for cringy, pathetic daydreams. It is of no importance, Wang Ji, he smoothly asserts, leaning forward for a reassuring pat on his brother's arm. Please continue. You smiled. Lan Huan's teeth clack together. Is that true? It must be, as Wang Ji does not lie, but... since our diplomatic visit to the Nie and Jiang clans, you... Wang Ji's eyebrows tuck down slightly, like he's searching for the right words. Lan Huan's heart begins an inexplicable tap dance in his chest. It seems to come easier to you, smiling. The instinct to rush to his own defense shocks Lan Huan. Defend against what? A reasonable question, asked by one of the people he holds most dear in this world. Are his thoughts, intrusive and unwelcome as they are, really so morally reprehensible he should feel the need to hide them from his brother? Surely not. If I do not make an issue of this, no one else will. For some reason, he doesn't find the thought as comforting as he'd hoped. Well, did you know? Lan Huan begins before his courage can flee. The Zhang sect focuses on flexibility in their combat style. Wang Ji blinks. Prior to any sort of work with weapons, they spend time every day stretching and pushing their bodies, both in meditation and in martial arts. I saw even intermediate-level disciples do things that would surely snap me in two if I tried them. Lan Huan continues, and oh gods, he's babbling, but Wang Ji is perfectly still, and Lan Huan can't stop. Sect leader Zhang was most impressive, as you can imagine, having toned his skills for so many years under such a demanding regime. I confess, I did not know the human body could bend in those ways and remain compatible with life. Wang Ji's eyes grow steadily wider as Lan Huan speaks, and when his voice peters out, the corner of Wang Ji's mouth turns up. It's a smile, an accessory Wang Ji rarely wears, and for just a moment, it renders Lan Huan speechless. I was aware, Wang Ji murmurs, and Lan Huan's jaw goes slack as the tips of Wang Ji's ears flush. What is he? Why is he embarrassed? I was simply speaking of what I observed. Abruptly, heat flares in Lan Huan's face, lips pulling from his teeth. How could he have forgotten? Wang Ji has had opportunity to witness the Zhang flexibility intimately. Even the unspoken suggestion is more than Lan Huan ever wanted to know about Wang Ji's marital life, despite his own recent, less than honourable musings on the matter. Words fail him. Should he apologise? Steer the conversation elsewhere? Run? Wang Ji gives him no time to decide. You saw sect leader Zhang training. Lan Huan swallows, with difficulty, and nods. It seems he rises early in the mornings. I was taking a walk just as the sun came up and happened upon him in a clearing. He was stunning, Lan Huan does not say. He was bare from the waist up, he does say, before he can think better of it, and Wang Ji chokes on his tea. Brother, Wang Ji manages, handkerchief at his mouth. That's... I'm embarrassed to admit I was a bit... transfixed, Lan Huan nearly whispers, because maybe if he just says it, he'll stop seeing it over and over in his head. I'm uncertain how long I stood there watching, but before I could slip away, he noticed me. And what an awkward conversation that had been. For likely the 100th time since that encounter, Lan Huan thanks all the gods and ancestors for his clan's habit of wearing multiple layers of robes. His eyes were not the only part of him interested. Even now, the recollection reddens his neck with shame. Wang Ji is inscrutable, studying him with quiet intensity. Lan Huan sips his tea, straightens robes that need no straightening, considers his chances at escape, zero, Wang Ji is just as fast as he is, and wishes his brother would just say something. The silence is making it hard to breathe, or perhaps his body is in revolt. Lan Huan has never been so aware of the effort required to pull in air. This has to stop. Why am I behaving like a teenager with a crush? Clearly, Wang Ji is waiting for him to continue, face politely patient. Lan Huan balks, regrets speaking, casts about for a believable subject change. And he relents, as he always does with Wang Ji. It seems I may be... It's possible. I find Sect Leader Zhang pleasing, Lan Huan confesses, his eyes scrunching closed against his will. You are succumbing to madness, Wang Ji points out, as if observing the sky is blue. Sorry. Reader's note, this is Wang Ji's like worst nightmare. coming true. Anyway, sorry.
That is unhelpful and mean-spirited.
Lun Sect Rules 115 and 497. Wang Ji breathes, now smiling widely, and Lan Huan realizes his brother is somehow, against all odds, happy about this. I break them if I must, for the sake of justice.
Lan Huan's sudden laugh is loud, open and warm. He resists the urge to fold his brother into his arms, to rub his knuckles in his hair like he did when they were young. You're a monster, he eventually snickers, and Wang Ji hides a tiny grin behind his teacup.
Will you court him?
A breath hisses past Lan Huan's teeth. It's a passing fancy, he insists, head shaking. Given a little time away, it will fade. Wang Ji is once more staring, silent and somber, but this time Lan Huan is prepared to wait him out. He's incriminated himself quite thoroughly already. No need to dig the hole deeper. He does not squirm under the scrutiny, though it is a near thing.
Brother.
No.
Brother.
Lan Huan rises from the floor, cutting him off, and strides to the table where he keeps his guqin. Some music for your after-dinner tea? He lilts, holding in a laugh at his brother's indignant huff.
Fine,
Wang Ji eventually concedes, and Lan Huan is relieved when the subject is not mentioned again. His brother is a dead man. Well, he will be, as soon as Lan Huan returns to the cloud recesses. He'd spent half the flight to Lotus Pier creatively cursing his younger brother's impertinence.
Your presence is required at Lotus Pier, he'd said,
with the closest thing to a smirk Lan Huan has ever seen on him, and the other half trying to calm his rabbiting heart. It's nothing. He is nearly 40 years old. A fleeting interest in Sandu Shengshou's collarbones will not unmake him. The memory of his thick, muscled waist is nothing but a gadfly. An annoyance, certainly, but easily crushed. Lan Huan nearly severs his own tongue when the man himself is waiting to receive him, striking and conspicuous even among the crowds milling around Lotus Pier in the deepening dusk. Sect Leader Zhang, Lan Huan manages without error, and congratulates himself on a job well done.
Sect Leader Lan.
He begins walking, gesturing for Lan Huan to follow.
Han Guangjun seemed quite impatient for us to meet. While I understand the sense of urgency, the hour is late. Surely the Lan sect will not begrudge waiting until tomorrow to handle business.
A strained smile stretches Lan Huan's cheeks. I apologize on behalf of myself and my family for presuming upon your kindness. If anything about my visit is inconvenient, I will happily return at a more opportune, less hastily scheduled time.
Are you going to be like this all night?
Sect Leader Jiang interrupts, stopping and turning to face Lan Huan.
Stuffy, I mean.
Gesturing to the street, he meets Lan Huan's gaze, grinning.
There's a festival tonight. I thought Sect Leader Lan might enjoy relaxing for the evening before we have to dig into the real work tomorrow.
Stuffy, Lan Huan echoes, feeling unmoored, and Sect Leader Jiang's low, rumbling laugh startles his eyes wide. Sect Leader Jiang, I apologize if I came across as...
Zheng Wanyin, the man interjects. There are times I wish to do as I please, without concern for rank. An involuntary, and unnoticeable, he fervently hopes, thrill speeds along Lan Huan's spine. Perhaps this evening will not be the exercise in silent suffering he had expected. Even his laugh holds a threat of power, almost like distant thunder. Why is that attractive? Lan Huan carefully inhales, fascinated by the strength of his growing infatuation. Infatuation, yeah. It is dark, the way lit with lanterns, and Lan Huan hopes their glow hides his heating cheeks. Lan Xichen, then, he murmurs, placing his hand on Zheng Wanyin's shoulder. I do not often lay down the weight of leadership, so I trust you to instruct me on doing as I please. Shit, the whole thing came out much more familiar than Lan Huan intended. But something about the crinkles at the corner of Zheng Wanyin's eyes steadies his breath. It seems his impropriety went unnoticed.
I'll do my best,
Zheng Wanyin assures him, leading him further into the city. Lan Huan is certain he has never eaten so much, cannot remember the last time he laughed so often, so openly, cannot fight his awe at the sweetness of the dimples in Zheng Wanyin's cheeks when he smiles. Not even once has Lan Huan kissed them, despite his mounting compulsion to do so. Silently, and a bit sadly, if he's being honest with himself, he praises his own self-control. Still, Lan Huan is a goner. He offers up a last, pleading prayer to his ancestors, but never takes his eyes off his companion. They've stopped to watch a troupe of performers, dancing and singing with costumes a riot of colour. The atmosphere is impossibly cheerful, heart-achingly beautiful, and Lan Huan gathers his courage, leaning down to speak in Zheng Wanyin's ear. Do you dance, Zheng Wanyin? Chuckling, Zheng Wanyin turns to meet his eyes, shaking his head.
In combat, he shrugs,
and turns and returns his attention to the performers.
When I dance, there is bloodshed.
Lan Huan's breath leaves his chest in a rapid burst, warmth curling in his gut. I want him. The thought is not surprising, but its intensity. Zheng Wanyin is a straightforward man in all he does, and has shown no hesitation in returning Lan Huan's loaded glances, his discreet affection. Suddenly the touches, careful and easily played as accidental, and general proximity of this man are no longer enough. He wants his fists in Zheng Wanyin's hair. He wants to taste the skin shadowed by his ear, wants to push him down, to drink in the sounds he would make, to feel the coiled strength in his body. Lan Huan leans in again, Zheng Wanyin's scent spiking his veins with adrenaline. I was asking you to dance, he whispers, close enough for Zheng Wanyin to feel the stirring of air on his neck. Zheng Wanyin stills, body frozen next to him, and Lan Huan lets his eyes fall closed just for a moment. Did he misread things? Or perhaps Sek Leader Zheng has been toying with him and did not expect his bluff to be called? It matters not, Lan Huan supposes. Wang Ji will surely stop pestering him now. He cannot say Lan Huan didn't try. When his eyes open, Zheng Wanyin is scowling at him, brows pinched. His gaze drops to the ground. Do not court danger, he finally mutters, and an apology races to the tip of Lan Huan's tongue before Zheng Wanyin cuts him off. There are too many eyes. Lips parting, Zheng Wanyin looks back up, pupils shadowed and wide beneath his lashes.
A heady, blistering excitement begins to swell in Lan Huan's body. You are right, of course. He takes a step backward, but Zhang Wanyin follows, staying close.
It was not my intention to woo you,
Zhang Wanyin says, just loud enough to hear, his tone uncertain. A laugh, breathless and short, escapes Lan Huan's throat. They are not touching, standing nearly chest to chest in the crowd. Lan Huan barely registers the noise, the bustling, unable to tear his eyes away. He must kiss him. He no sooner makes the decision to do so, onlookers be damned, than Zhang Wanyin grabs his wrist, turning away.
Come with me.
The two walk side by side, through the maze of people and food stalls and hawking merchants. Lan Huan's wrist feels cool after Zhang Wanyin's brief touch, and he finds himself amused at how he misses the warmth. So sentimental. I'm embarrassing myself.
Okay, I just had to readjust before the main act. Okay, where was I?
It does not take long for the crowd to thin, fewer lanterns to light their way, and Lan Huan studiously does not look at the man beside him. The air between them is tense, heavy with all that they are not saying. It's excruciating. Lan Huan has never been good at silence. Then again, the courage required to push a word or two to his tongue. He feels he's in a powder keg, and distantly registers his own fear at being the spark.
Here.
Visibly startling at Zhang Wanyin's voice, Lan Huan has no time for a question before he's hauled down a weedy path and pushed behind what he surmises as a horse barn, if odour is a reasonable indication. Ah, romance is alive and well here in the streets of Yunmeng. Still, this is workable. Fewer eyes? He breathes, and Zhang Wanyin nods, face turned away. Lan Huan suddenly wishes it weren't so dark. He wonders how the feared Sandu Shengshou would appear with pink in his cheeks.
I hope I am not presuming too much,
Zhang Wanyin eventually offers, still unwilling to meet Lan Huan's gaze, and Lan Huan has no prayer of stopping the pleased chuckle lilting from his chest. But there are better things to do with their time than this, and Lan Huan lets his hand settle to Zhang Wanyin's bicep, gently gliding along his robes. All night, I have wanted to kiss you, he murmurs, his smile soft when Zhang Wanyin forces himself to look up. I thought you also wanted that?
There are worse things for a man's pride than being an evening's dalliance for the beautiful and esteemed Zewu Jun.
The sharp tang of Zhang Wanyin's words stun the smile from Lan Huan's face. What? He yanks his hand from Zhang Wanyin's arm. That's not...
I'm not a maiden, Lan Xichen.
Zhang Wanyin laughs, but the sound is harsh.
I'll not be pining every day for professions of devotion that will never come.
Then Zhang Wanyin's arms are around his waist, a sharp inhale filling Lan Huan's lungs as Zhang Wanyin lifts his chin, defiant.
So kiss me, if that is what you wish.
Even with pride hardening his expression, he is so beautiful. Their faces are too close. Lan Huan can't order his thoughts, but peacekeeping has been in Lan Huan's blood since birth. He cannot allow this misunderstanding to taint the warmth present in the press of their bodies. He lifts his hands to Zhang Wanyin's cheek. Wait. His hand lifts to Zhang Wan's cheek on its own. We do not know each other well enough for love, he begins, and Zhang Wanyin's jaw tenses. But will you refuse me if I want to know?
What about this strikes you as a refusal?
Zhang Wanyin mutters, fingers twitching against Lan Huan's back. a dalliance. Is that how you feel? Lan Huan tries, thumb grazing Zheng Wanyin's cheek, and rests a hand on Zheng Wanyin's shoulder. I do not make a habit of drinking a different tea at every meal. Zheng Wanyin snorts despite himself, head tilting down.
You lands are incomprehensible to me.
I wish to be known by you, Lan Huan insists, tucking his nose to Zheng Wanyin's ear, lip curling when Zheng Wanyin sucks a breath through his teeth. For you to comprehend.
Do not complicate matters.
Forearms flexing, Zheng Wanyin pulls him closer.
I'm well aware of my own flaws. I have nothing to offer you but my body, for whatever pleasure you might find in it.
Lan Huan tamps down the frustration lighting in his veins, eyes closing, and whispers, Do not misunderstand me. What is... Are you playing some sort of game? If you wish to be pursued, I think you'll find I'm equal to the task.
There's no need to pursue,
Zheng Wanyin hisses, shoving Lan Huan backward, eyes alight with fury.
I'm right here, offering myself to you. Must you trample what little remains of my dignity? I never suspected your capacity for cruelty, Zhou Jun.
Enough, Lan Huan snaps, and though Zheng Wanyin's nostrils flare with anger, he closes his mouth. So touchy, Lan Huan continues, and swings his arm forward, entwining their fingers. Zheng Wanyin scowls, but does not pull away. I want you. Not just your body, but your soul, Zheng Wanyin. Zheng Wanyin opens his mouth, ready to argue, but stops when Lan Huan raises his hand. I want to grow closer to you, to earn your trust and respect, to see that passion and loyalty burn not only for the Zheng sect, but for me. Neither of us can know how the future will unfold, but I am not adverse to taking a chance. When he steps closer, Zheng Wanyin sighs, resigned. I realize it is too early to say, Lan Huan concedes, voice soft. But when I love, it is fierce. I cannot help it, and I assure you I've tried. I believe you can match me in that. You are one of the few people I've ever met who can. Zheng Wanyin is silent, but nevertheless meets his gaze. The moonlight shines on his hair like an exquisite glaze. Lan Huan wants to sink his fingers in, to wreck that carefully crafted veneer of propriety. Perhaps not a... How did you phrase it? A profession of devotion? Lan Huan laughs, a wry smile stretching his cheeks. But at least a promise, a statement of intention. A breath shudders from Zheng Wanyin, the tension in his body melting into a reluctant sag of his shoulders.
It seems like I couldn't stop you even if I wanted to, he murmurs at last, and his fingers tighten around Lan Huan's.
You wish to stop me?
No, though I cannot fathom why you have chosen me of all people.
Your strength is captivating, Lan Huan says, shoulders lifting in a very un-Lan-like shrug. My curiosity about you grows with every new thing I learn of you. Scoffing, Zheng Wanyin kicks at the ground with the toe of his boot, and Lan Huan finds himself forced to hold in a squeal of delight. How unexpectedly adorable this man can be! He knows, without a doubt, that Zheng Wanyin's cheeks are flushed. Would give anything to see him this way in the light of the day. He places it on his list of things he will witness before he expires.
What is there to know?
Zheng Wanyin grumbles. We could start with how you taste. Zheng Wanyin's eyes snap up. With all due respect, sect leader Zhang, you've kept me waiting far longer than I would have liked. Zheng Wanyin's warm, solid laughter is so unexpected It steals Lan Huan's breath.
Surely the blame does not lie solely with me.
I'll shoulder it all, willingly, if you allow me to kiss you.
Stop asking.
Zheng Wenyin growls, yanking Lan Huan against his chest.
Gods above, you are infuriating.
Behold, Lan Huan snickers, settling his hand on Zheng Wenyin's hip, something we share in common. But the last strand of his patience snaps with the weight of Zheng Wenyin's pressure against him, the scent of his hair and skin, the ready desire in his gaze. Oh, gods, Lan Huan whispers, and then the space between them is gone. His lips are as smooth and warm as Lan Huan hoped, supple and responsive in a way that stokes the embers of Lan Huan's slowly healing heart. How long has it been since he's felt this way? He'd been certain, not so long ago, that he never would again. Impatient, Zheng Wenyin demands more. His tongue is confident, forceful, and Lan Huan cannot help smiling as he allows him in, meeting him with matching hunger. Zheng Wenyin is so vibrant, so immediate in his arms, and Lan Huan feels truly alive for the first time in years. The realization instills a nearly hysterical desire in him to laugh, that he could be so foolish as to forget something as simple as being happy. Look at how much you've given me already, Zheng Wenyin. Lan Huan loses track of passing time, cares for nothing other than the greedy way Zheng Wenyin's hands explore his body, the way their mouths muffle their voices, the sleek sensation of Zheng Wenyin's hair grasped tight in his fingers. Only Lan Huan's lifetime of deeply ingrained self-restriction keeps him from chasing Zheng Wenyin's mouth when he finally pulls away.
We should head back,
Zheng Wenyin mutters, hoarse. Ah, Lan Huan manages. He wonders if he looks as wrecked as he feels.
I suppose so.
Chuckling, Zheng Wenyin grabs his hand, squeezing.
You made it sound as if we will have plenty of opportunities to do this again.
Lan Huan can't muster a thought, much less a word, and allows himself to be tugged out to the main path.
But the sun rises in a few hours, and with it comes responsibility, all the heavier for having ignored it tonight.
They walk in silence, companionable and sweet. Lan Huan wants to take his hand, but does not, contenting himself with stepping close enough for their shoulders to brush. Zheng Wenyin, Lan Huan murmurs, and receives a grunt of acknowledgement. May I court you openly, then? Zheng Wenyin breathes out an impossibly long, rattling sigh, and says nothing. They continue to walk, the Zheng sect's outbuildings coming into view in the distance.
Do as you wish,
he eventually replies, sounding exhausted. It is not exactly what Lan Huan was hoping for, but patience is a virtue he's been practicing since childhood. Very well, Lan Huan whispers, his mind already racing with ideas, with potential ways to balance his affections against Zheng Wenyin's prickly nature. He doesn't notice Zheng Wenyin stopping until he's several steps ahead.
Lan Xichen.
Startled, Lan Huan yanks himself from his ruminating. Yes? Did I just stutter?
It's fine,
Zheng Wenyin says, and then he's smiling, and his hands are grasping Lan Huan's shoulders. And oh gods, Zheng Wenyin is kissing him again. It's so gentle. Lan Huan's eyes fly open, unsure of what is happening.
Stay with me tonight.
The words are impossibly quiet, pressed to Lan Huan's lips, and Zheng Wenyin's eyes are shut tight, though Lan Huan cannot stop staring.
Well then, that is certainly open,
There won't be a soul within the Zheng compound that does not know of my presence in the sect leader's quarters by the time breakfast begins. You're certain?
Stepping back, Zheng Wanyin shoots him a smirk and starts walking again.
I will not sneak around like a mischief-making child. If we are going to do this, I have no intention of hiding it.
The feeling welling in Lan Huan's chest is so warm, so happy, he cannot help but laugh.
I see.
He rushes to catch up, taking Zheng Wanyin's arm. In that case, please, show me to your bed. If he is trying for seductive, he fails miserably. Perhaps if he could stop giggling.
Oh my gods,
Zheng Wanyin spits, but he's laughing too. He tugs Lan Huan closer.
If you do not stop that ridiculous tittering, you're going to ruin my reputation.
Jerking them to a halt, Lan Huan fixes Zheng Wanyin with his most serious stare. I plan to ruin far more than your reputation, Sect Leader Zheng. Zheng Wanyin's eyes widen, lips parting in surprise, but it only lasts a moment before Lan Huan can't take it any longer and bursts into laughter. Come on, he insists, pulling them towards the Zheng compound. With a shake of his head, grinning from ear to ear, Zheng Wanyin hustles them across the yards, through the corridors and hallways, and shoves Lan Huan into his room, quietly closing the door. The end. Author's notes. Picturing the smug satisfaction on Wang Ji's face when Sichuan returns is chef's kiss. I hope you all had as much fun with this story as I did. I always enjoy chatting with folks about the story or the fandom or the writing process or anything else, so feel free to say hello in the comments if that's your sort of thing. Reader's note. Well, my one interjection to say that Wang Ji would hate this is wrong. Which I kind of get. I feel like he's the kind of person to be like, I totally don't understand your point of view. I don't get it. But like, you go, King. You know, like, he'll be supportive. Anyway, I love this fic. I think it's so cute. Just a sweet little them getting together. And I don't know. I love Fancy Chen talking to Long Wang Ji about it, because it's like, he's like, his inner monologue is like, you know, if I can't talk to my most trusted person about this, who even am I? And it's like every other sibling, I mean, me personally, like, I have a brother, I physically cannot, like, shivers down my spine, like, if I ever spoke to my brother about anything about romantic affections or anything, like, me and him, I don't want to hear anything about you, you don't want to hear anything about me, okay? We keep it strictly business, okay? Strictly business, no feelings involved, please. But yeah, I love this fic. That was not a voice crack. And thank you so much to Bitteroo for having blanket permission to pop fic their work. I think this is great, and I felt super cozy. I'm actually really warm right now. In the UK, it's like -1 degrees. We've had snow, and my house has been so cold, so this is like an excuse to finally be warm. Anyway, yeah. So if you enjoyed, please, please go back to the original fic and give the author kudos/comments. And yeah, I hope you all have a great rest of your day. And thank you for listening.